Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Hatcher moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher tags and scores. Harbeck tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Smithson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. 1 out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Davis steals second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Harbeck reaches third base with a triple. Hatcher scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Warren Gaetti moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Gagne moves to third. Teufel moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. Teufel scores. Salas moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Tom Tellman now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. Puckett scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Salas reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. Gaetti scores. It's 9-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Salas scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bochti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bochti moves to second. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bochti scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 10-1, Twins. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Conroy now pitching. Mike Heath now playing right field. Steve Henderson now playing left field. Dan Meyer now playing third base. Dusty Baker. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.